Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Yeah, well, none of that soap's been recalled. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 836. Teresa Murray, good evening and welcome to the program while I wash my hands. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I make light of a serious situation. Teresa is she's a watchdog, U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And I have in my hand some of the things that you're going to talk about in this. I think we should just dive right into hand soaps because this isn't it's really something. So
yeah,
go after.
Sure. So what we're talking about is a product that's put out by, or several products put out by DermaRite Industries, mm-hmm. and they primarily put out like hand soaps and other kinds of healthcare products. Which, you know, you were laughing. Don't feel so bad. There is a certain amount of irony that a bunch of products that are aimed at killing germs actually contain bacteria and can harm you. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So what this is some of these products, and there are more than 50 products that this company announced that it's recalling, and they were distributed nationwide, and it's all kinds of antiseptic soaps, foam soaps, and then some kinds of creams for like itching if you get a bug bite or sunburn or dry skin or something. Now, some of these products are actually used in hospitals and other healthcare facilities. You know, you might go roll up and see a hand sanitizer sticking out of the wall, some of those kinds of things. But then some of the products are actually used in healthcare facilities. But then others, you and I can buy them over the counter through like Walmart, Amazon, and other retailers. But now the problem is, again, it contains this bacteria. So if you use, say, this hand sanitizer or this soap, and if you have any kind of cut or scrape or something on your hand or your wrist, wherever, and you can get an infection just, you know, there local at the site. But then if you're somebody who has a compromised immune system and you have a little cut or a scrape or a burn or blister, then the bacteria that's in the soap can actually get into your bloodstream and cause sepsis, which can kill you.
Oh, I know all about that. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I had a personal bout with sepsis and that's not fun. So
no.
So these soaps, they're sold, for lack of a better term, over the counter. You said there are also some of them in hospitals. Do they have brand names or
yes.
Do they
yes,
just
they're all,
come
they
on?
All start, yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, there's the DermaClean, and it's KLEEN. Those mm-hmm. are cute. DermaClean is the over-the-counter healthcare soap, lotion soap, and it has vitamin E. It's supposed to make your skin soft. And then there's DermaCera, which is the one that's for, it's a cream like for skin irritations. And then there's something else called Clean Foam, KLEEN foam. And again, that's an over-the-counter foam soap that's supposed to kill bacteria. And it also has aloe vera to, help your hands be soft. So there are a number of products, and if anything that has the KLEEN, or if it starts with Derma, then if people aren't sure what they have in their house, then they should definitely check it out. And if they have one of these products, they should return it to the place of purchase. You know, don't use it, get a refund. And if you don't want to fool with the refund, then just make sure you don't dump it like down the toilet or down the drain, because then the bacteria could actually get into the water system, and that wouldn't be good either.
Wow. How did these products make it out into the consumer market?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm sure that the FDA is working on that. These kinds of products are overseen by the FDA, and I think they're just getting the word out now and trying to dig into it later. But what I can tell you is this is not the first time that we've had an outbreak involving this kind of bacteria, which it's called just BCC bacteria because it's got some kind of long name that I can't pronounce, but nobody calls it by the full name. But there have been a number of instances over the years, There was an ultrasound gel that contained this bacteria back in 2021, which is like, hello, a pregnant woman's getting an ultrasound. The last thing you need is to get sepsis.
Man.
And then there was a really bad outbreak back in 2016. And there were dozens and dozens of people who were affected.
You said these products come under the purview of the Federal Drug Administration?
Yes. Food and Drug Administration.
Food and Drug Administration.
No, that's okay. Yep.
Haven't funds for that organization been cut by the current administration?
Well, I mean, there has been some change in funding, but you know, they are still working. And
okay.
One of the things that did not come out yet is how this was discovered. So
yeah.
It may in fact have been discovered by the company itself. And, you know, whether we're talking about a soap or a food product or a toy or, you know, electronics, I mean, anytime a company finds that their product is defective and could hurt people, then they are required by law to notify the appropriate authorities. So that could have been the case here, or it could have been from secret shoppers. It could have been from complaints. The regulators do testing. They just make surprise inspections and go in and test all kinds of products, whether it's, you know, food or, again, electronics, if it's some kind of over-the-counter medication, or in this case, hand sanitizer, hand soap.
Wow. That's just frightening, quite frankly.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, bacteria, needless to say, is not something that you go, oh, look, there's bacteria. I mean, it's invisible, it can be deadly, and the fact that it's in these products and people would be, God, washing their hands and who knows what else with this stuff is just frightening, quite frankly. So
yeah, I mean, you normally think of washing your hands multiple times a day.
Yes, right.
And you're trying to keep yourself, you know, from getting sick, you're trying to keep yourself clean. And here it could turn out to actually hurt you if you were using one of these products that has nasty bacteria.
Man, oh man. Well, stay on the line. We're going to shift gears, pun
okay.
intended.
Ha ha, I got you there.
to Ford, we'll come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN with John Landecker talking to Teresa Murray, a consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, and I'm still amazed at the recall of those items that contain the contamination and the DermaClean and the soaps and the lotions. And I'm going to get to Ford in just a second, but I think I got a legitimate question here from a text at 815. How did these things get contaminated in the first place?
Well, that's a really good question. And then the FDA as well as the company are going to look into that. But clearly there was some kind of unsanitary conditions
yeah.
in the plant, because it wasn't just one product. You know, there was something going on that caused all of these products. I mean, there were more than 50 products
wow.
that were affected.
Oh, whoa.
So, yeah.
That? With all
yeah,
the...
I mean, you know, a lot of times when we see some of these outbreaks, you'll have, and we, you know, we've seen them with like infant formula before, and then we saw it with the Boar's Head deli meat
yes.
last year.
Right.
And, you know, you get bacteria in a plant, and it's like good night. I mean, it's a devil to try and get rid of it, and it can just go everywhere because, like you pointed out, you can't see it, you know, you can't smell it,
right.
and it just has a way of spreading very quickly depending on what the conditions are.
All right, well, let's move along to something you can hear, smell, feel, ride, and recall. Ford Motor Company is recalling over 103,000 vehicles over an axle bolt issue. But wait a minute, just a second. I was talking to a car person yesterday, and they said that Ford is making this big deal about coming out with a new electric pickup truck or something that they're saying they called it a Model T moment. And this is going on at the same time as this recall, which is sort of
yeah.
ironic.
I guess they can walk and chew gum at the same time, perhaps.
Yes, yeah, I guess so they can.
What we're talking about here are, like you said, 103,000 pickup trucks, Ford F-150s, and it's the axle hub bolt, and it's broke. It's busted. And what can happen is either if the car can roll away, if you don't have the emergency brake on, like the parking brake on, mm-hmm. or if you're driving the car, it could cause the vehicle to just suddenly lose power if this bolt breaks. Because, I mean, but here's what I looked up. We're going to go to Auto Mechanics 101 here a little bit. So the axle hub bolt, it keeps the wheel hubs attached to the axle. Okay. And then the axle connects the wheels to the drivetrain and supports the weight of the vehicle. So you can imagine that if the hub bolts are broken or come loose, you've got a big problem. I mean, the good news is that unlike a lot of things that happen with vehicles, you know, when you have like airbags that explode in your face or the engine can catch fire with no notice and you burn your garage down, this people may have a little bit of a warning because apparently there's a clicking noise that's associated with this. So what the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is saying that if you hear an unusual clicking noise, then you better pull over and try to figure out what's going on if you have one of these Ford F-150s. And these were ones that were produced between January 2nd of 2023 and May 21st of 2025.
Wow. So, but not all F-150 trucks, just some?
Correct. Just some. I don't know why not. Now, here's something that's really important. And I talk to Lisa about this all the time, is you can go on to the website for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and it's safercar.gov, safercar.gov. And you can go there, and you can enter your VIN for your vehicle. And one, you can find out if there's any kind of recall on your vehicle, but if hopefully there's not. But you can save it and then sign up for an email or alert in case there is something that comes down the road. So that way you don't have to, you know, as good as your show is, you don't have to find out that your vehicle's been recalled from a radio program or reading it in the newspaper or whatever.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can get something directly to your inbox. Because here's the other thing that makes me absolutely crazy, John, is in these cases, I mean, this is a pretty serious thing. We're not talking about like, oh, somebody back passenger window won't go down. Okay, boo-hoo. This is serious. And the way it usually works is people will get a notice in the mail from their dealer in like 6 to 8 weeks. So if you had a Ford F-150 that had this problem, would you want to find out sometime in like late September, early October that you had a problem?
No, I don't believe so.
No. And then the other thing, too, of course, is really those kinds of notices only help people if you bought it from a dealership. If you're the second or third owner, then you don't really have a way of tracking that. So it's really, really important for people to take the initiative to make sure they can find out about recalls on their vehicles. Now, it's noteworthy. You said, you know, how could this happen? Well, they had 100,000 F-150s a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, and it was almost the same issue with the axle hub bolt. So something's going on. Hopefully before they roll out these new Model Ts, whatever, they can figure out the axle hub bolts.
How did you get into this? You're great. How did you get into this? How do you find out this stuff?
Well, I mean, it's part of my job as a consumer watchdog, basically to look for problems in the marketplace. And I mean, we work to try and alert people. We also try to work to solve problems that exist. Mm-hmm. So like one of the soapboxes that I'm on is that various regulators should have better notification systems. Because there's just so much junk out there, you know, whether it's food or if it's the hand soap or it's electronics, it's toys, it's vehicles. And, you know, the problem is, we as consumers, we assume that because something is for sale, it must be safe. Like, you know, surely they tested it, right?
Yeah.
Surely somebody, you would be shocked. You would just stay up all night having nightmares if you realized how much stuff just gets pushed out to the public on store shelves, in car dealerships, at the grocery store. And, you know, there are a lot of standards, but not what you would think.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Teresa. And you said you talk to Lisa all the time. Lisa, I'm assuming, is Lisa Dent. Ah,
yes.
Well, I'm glad I poached. I'm glad I poached you from her show.
I won't tell her.
No,
I won't tell her. And by the way, you know, we talk about these vehicle recalls. Last year, there were about 28 million vehicles that were recalled during the calendar year. Now, that was down a little bit from the year before, but you can't celebrate too much, because if you had one of those 28 million vehicles and it had a problem like a bolt that falls off, it would be a bad, bad alley.
Wow. Once again, thank you so much for coming on. Very educational. Glad to have you on. That's Teresa Murray, consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. And I don't think Lisa Dent's going to mind that she came on, right? I mean, you got to spread the good word about the bad stuff. It's pretty much what's going on here. Hey, what's the good word about the bad stuff? Mm-hmm.